Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. You know, it's that time of year where a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, a lot of people make promises to themselves around how they're going to be this year, whether it be they're going to eat less, exercise more, remain calmer, not let things bother them so much, not get so reactionary, not take things personally, all these kind of promises that we make to each other. And invariably, what happens is we are able to maintain or commit to that promise for a period of time, but inevitably what happens is we fall off the bandwagon. You know, we promise we won't drink and then at some point we have one. We promise that we're going to stay off sugar and then at some point we have sugar. We promise we're going to stay calm and then we find ourselves losing our temper, right? So inevitably at this time of year, people make all these promises, all these commitments because we're under this idea that it's a new year, it's a new opportunity, it's a fresh start. And whilst I'm all big on new ideas, fresh opportunities and fresh starts, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. I think what happens is we often set ourselves up for failure because we do not understand where our experience comes from. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about in today's episode of Relatable is the understanding that when you are in a good feeling, when you understand where well-being comes from, it's much, much easier to make good choices. One of the things a lot of people don't understand is that there's something else that is impacting your ability to see through your New Year's resolutions. There's something behind that. There's a place or a thing or an influence or a leverage point that people don't look at. They don't check in on, they don't understand. And so then they wonder why they find themselves unable to agree to the thing that they have promised themselves they would or wouldn't do. And what I'm talking about is your own clarity of mind, your own level of well-being. See, it's so interesting. We spend our lives, and this is particularly problematic in our relationships, we spend our whole lives looking outside of ourselves to validate our experience. And when I use the term experience, I'm talking about the feeling you're in. See, the only way you can experience life is via the feeling you're in. It's your feeling that dictates your experience, right? So, you know, if you are in a feeling of anger, you will probably have an angry experience. If you are in a feeling of happiness, then you will probably have a happy experience. So it's the feeling that dictates your experience. So how we experience life is via our feelings. So, you know, it's really interesting to me in that nobody checks on that first because that has a huge impact on everything else. I've had a lot of conversations with people in the last couple of weeks, people who are looking at becoming private clients of mine, people who are looking at doing my online program Relatable and various other things. And, you know, especially in the relationship realm, a lot of people are wanting to make a fresh start. They're either wanting to move out of their relationship or reinvigorate their relationship, or they want to feel calmer, or they want to communicate a lot better. There's all these things that people can see that would add value to their lives, but they're not sure how to go about it. And so what's been really interesting in the last couple of weeks is, you know, I've had a lot of people contact me and say, Fiona, I need to learn how to communicate better. Can you help me with that? As I say to them all, communication is never the problem. There's something else that influences and impacts your ability to communicate. And it's the very same thing that influences and impacts your ability to fulfill a resolution that you've made for yourself, a New Year's promise that you've made for yourself about something. And of course, if we don't have the awareness to look at that first, before we look outside of ourselves, if we don't have the awareness to look in and see where our clarity of mind is, what is the quality of the feeling I'm in, that dictates how well you communicate, how well you listen, your ability to see things through, your ability to follow through on a commitment or a promise, all that kind of thing. Because this is the thing that leverages and impacts everything. Clarity of mind. Now, clarity of mind is one of those things that we are not taught to look for and one of those things that we're not taught to understand. But when you have clarity of mind, right, you make better choices. You listen more effectively. You are a far, far better communicator. But it wouldn't matter whether I had two people who were excellent communicators willing to have a conversation with each other. If one of them does not have clarity of mind, that person's communication skills will decrease. Because when someone doesn't have clarity of mind, they are not emotionally intelligent. Now, this is a human being thing. It's not an individual thing. And so clarity of mind, your clarity of mind and your ability to understand your own clarity of mind when you have clarity of mind and when you don't, and it's inevitable that you won't at various points throughout any given day, our clarity of mind can change like the wind because it's governed by the quality of thinking that we have. And as our thinking changes, so does our clarity of mind. And your thinking is something that is changing constantly. We are always being given fresh thinking and we always have new thinking coming through. So your clarity of mind is something that changes. It goes up and it goes down. But when you don't have clarity of mind, it is harder for you to communicate because when your clarity of mind isn't there, your perspective on the world shrinks. You become very focused on you. Right? You become very focused on how you're doing, how you're feeling, on whether things are going your way or not. So you are, when you have clarity of mind, you are expansive. When you don't have clarity of mind, you shrink. Your world becomes smaller. This is something that people go in and out of all day. And I was explaining this to a new client this morning because he was talking about the fact that when he's upset, he shuts down. And I said, you do understand that that's a human being thing, not a you thing, right? Everybody, when they don't have clarity of mind, does something that's not so helpful. It could be yelling. It could be getting paranoid. It could be getting manipulative. It could be feeling anxious. It could be shutting down. It could be getting passive aggressive. It could be all of those things. But all of those things are an expression of a lack of clarity of mind. All of those things are an expression of insecure thought in the moment, which is what creates lack of clarity of mind. And when we have insecure thinking in the moment, and everybody has insecure thinking, this is a human being thing. It's the nature of human beings. It's the nature of being human. It's part and parcel of our experience of life, and you cannot escape it. You cannot personal development it away. You can't do emotional clearings away and escape that. That is part and parcel of your design. It's part and parcel of our psychological functioning. It's just the way things are. And so, of course, the more you understand the way things are, the less frightened you become, the less you want to change, manage, resist your experience. And the biggest problem people have is that they think that they are in charge. They think they need to manage, control, and change their experience. And when they do that, they resist their experience. And when you resist your experience, you just don't have clarity of mind, right? You don't. And so when we don't have clarity of mind, we are not emotionally intelligent. And when we're emotionally unintelligent, this is when we're more likely to eat that extra thing, have that extra glass of wine, not feel like exercising, yell at someone, feel like we need to defend our position, attack, get reactionary and take things personally. And this is something that happens to everybody. Happens to me, happens to my children, my husband, my friends, my family. It happens to my clients. It happens to everybody because it is a human being thing, not an individual thing. It's just the nature of being human. And you cannot escape your humanness. You know, one of the things that I teach in my online program, Relatable, is how to know when you have clarity of mind or not, what that looks like, where to look. Because from there, right, from there, it makes less sense to expect yourself or the person in front of you to make healthy, great decisions. See, when we don't feel good, we don't make great decisions. When we feel good, we make better decisions. We naturally make better decisions because we are expansive. We can see far more of the bigger picture. We're able to see the consequences of our choices. We are able to be more compassionate, understanding, neutral, calmer, loving. This is a natural progression of someone who has clarity of mind. But as human beings, we go in and out of clarity of mind continuously. That's part of the human experience. And so when it comes to making a New Year's resolution, when it comes to you saying, okay, I'm going to be calmer with the kids. I'm going to be calmer at home. I'm not going to take things personally. I'm going to be calmer with the kids. I'm going to eat less sugar. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to get fit. Something that will influence that is when you have clarity of mind and when you don't. Now, understanding that takes away the judgment when you make a poor decision or a decision that you don't feel is in alignment with you. Because when we have clarity of mind, we cannot see as well. We don't have access to our innate resources. That glass of wine looks far more tempting. Getting angry and feeling less patient seems to be the only choice that you have. But that's not a you problem. That's a clarity of mind problem, which is a human being problem. So your ability to check on whether you have a clarity of mind or not will have a big impact on how you follow through on your New Year's resolutions, on those promises that you're making to yourself now. Now, how do you know whether you have clarity of mind? You know by the quality of the feeling you're in. Now, if you're someone who's not used to checking in on the quality of the feeling you're in, you're someone who gets reactionary and looks outside of you to validate your experience straight away, this will be very, very new. And it is for many people. You know, I often say to my clients and the people in my private Facebook groups and the various programs that I run, your ability to build that muscle to look inside yourself first before you look out is extremely important. It's a muscle that very few people understand how to build. And that's not because it's anybody's fault. It's because we have a misunderstanding of where our experience comes from. See, I'm super, super clear that whether I have clarity of mind or not will influence everything that I see in my life. It influences my reality. My reality is completely different when I have clarity of mind versus when I don't. So when I don't have clarity of mind, I know that I have a reality that is untrustworthy. And what I need to do is wait until I have clarity of mind and take another look. This has been extremely helpful in how I parent my children, in how my husband and I move through conflict or disagreements, in how I deal with problems in my business, how I deal with family members, how I deal with unexpected life events. It's like, hang on, do I have clarity of mind or not? Now, if I don't have clarity of mind, my expectation of myself goes down. Like, I'm not going to expect myself to solve some massive problem. I know that I don't have access to that right now, right? I don't. I need to wait until I have clarity of mind. And when I do, I have greater abilities. I have greater listening skills. I'm better able to communicate. I'm more able to be understanding, compassionate. I have greater levels of clarity. It's easier for me to see what's next, what I need to say no to, what I need to say yes to. It's easier for me to make decisions. It's like it's just easier all round. Now, when people understand this, this is life-changing in relationships. It's life-changing in your levels of your confidence, levels of resilience, how you show up to things, how you get over things, because you stop the judgment of you. You work with what is instead of resisting what is. I see so many people resisting their experience, and they resist it because they do not understand that they don't have clarity of mind. They don't understand that it's a clarity of mind issue. It's not a them issue or someone else issue. It's just a clarity of mind issue. You know, an example that I use a lot with my clients is recognizing, you know, I love to paddleboard, and it's summer in Australia right now, and paddleboarding is one of my passions. I feel it's just the world disappears when I go paddleboarding, and I just love being on the water. It's just superb. So I often get up in the mornings when it's summer like this and I'm checking for the wind, because when it's really windy, paddleboarding is super, super hard and it's not very enjoyable. But of course, I'm not in control of the wind. So in order for me to decide whether I'm going to go paddleboarding, the wind decides it, right? The wind has a big impact. If it's windy, I'm not going to go paddleboarding. If it's calm, then I will. So the wind determines my paddleboarding experience. It determines whether I go, whether I don't, whether I wait. It is a deciding factor. Now, if I didn't understand the impact of the wind on paddleboarding, I would take my paddleboard out in a high wind and I wouldn't understand why I was being blown down the beach, why it was so hard. But because I understand that the wind impacts that, that the wind really has a huge, huge, huge influence on my paddleboarding experience, I check for the wind first before I strap my paddleboard on the car and drive down to the beach. Well, clarity of mind is like the wind. You need to understand when you do or when you don't. And when you don't, then you're going to adjust accordingly. Just like when it's windy, I adjust the paddleboard, whether I go, when I go, how long I go for, accordingly. So I work with what is instead of resisting what is. Now, when you do not understand your experience and where it comes from, you spend an awful lot of time resisting what is, which is exhausting. Absolutely exhausting. You spend a lot of time in resentment, judgment, frustration, which just decreases your bandwidth for life and has you more reactionary. And when we are exhausted and reactionary, that glass of wine looks 10 times as tempting. The food in the fridge looks 10 times as tempting. The chocolate biscuits in the cupboard look like you really need to have one now. Sugar seems like the only thing that's going to make you feel better. And it looks like you and your partner aren't very compatible. Now, when you have clarity of mind, you're in a better feeling, you are in well-being, that glass of wine doesn't look so tempting. You don't need it because you're okay. That muffin, it's like, oh, too sweet. No, I really feel like a piece of fruit or a salad. Incompatible? No, we're just having a bad day or we're just tired or whatever, right? So this understanding comes in. These are all natural things that happen when you have clarity of mind. There are a natural progression of a clear mind. They're not things you have to work at, have to remember, have to put in place. They are just a natural progression of a clearer mind. But what you need to be able to do is build the muscle and check inside yourself first so it becomes automatic. Where am I before I decide I'm going to do X, Y, Z? Or before I'm going to make myself wrong because I haven't done X, Y, Z? Or because I'm going to make someone else wrong because I haven't done X, Y, Z? Right? This determines everything. So it's very, very important that you have an understanding of that. And it's very important that you build that muscle of looking in first before you look out. This is the missing piece in relationships. It's the missing piece in your ability to be relatable. See, your level of relatability is very much determined by your clarity of mind and how well you navigate that experience and how well you understand it. When you understand your experience and you know how to navigate it, it's easy to communicate. You don't need to learn how to communicate. It just becomes a natural progression. You naturally listen better because you are more open and expansive. It's not all about you. You realize there's a bigger picture. You realize that people don't always see things the way you do, and that's okay. You realize that you don't need someone else to agree with you for you to be okay. You're more open to what is instead of resisting what is, which changes your reality completely of the same thing. So I see this all the time. I was having a number of conversations about this same thing with my clients today. I've had a very big day with clients, which is neither here nor there. I love, love, love speaking to people and it's my favorite thing to do. But this came up quite often in my sessions. And I thought, you know, it's that time of year where people are making resolutions, where people are making promises, where people are looking for fresh starts, either in their relationships or out of it. It's just that time where we're looking for something else. And so we feel that inspiration, that momentum. And I just wanted to let you know that if that is you, there is something that you need to understand and be able to leverage off. Because if you don't know whether you have clarity of mind or not, you're going to make yourself wrong or someone else wrong when inevitably you make a choice that's not in alignment with what you just promised. So just to finish up really quickly, how do you know when you have clarity of mind? You know by the quality of the feeling you're in. Your feeling is a brilliant navigational system for that. So when I'm feeling angry, resentful, frustrated, annoyed, and everything that comes with that, in other words, when I'm coming from fear, because all of those emotions are a manifestation of fear, right? I don't have clarity of mind. That's my feeling telling me that. When I feel peaceful, neutral, calm, open, when I have clarity, when I'm curious, when I'm understanding, when I have compassion, when there is joy, I know I have clarity of mind. The two things feel very, very, very different. I feel connected to the now. I'm present. I'm not madly thinking ahead and I'm not looking back in the past. Neither of those places is where you will find clarity of mind. Clarity of mind can only be found in the now. And so what I invite you to do as you make your New Year's resolutions, as you make promises and commitments, please develop an understanding and an appreciation of when you have clarity of mind and when you don't. Because even the most motivated person, the most driven person, when they don't have clarity of mind, will struggle. I hope you found this helpful. If you'd like to know more about what I'm talking about, my program Relatable is now live. You can register and enroll now. I'm about to run a round of live calls, and I would absolutely love to have you with me. I have people doing Relatable right now who are messaging me and saying that it is the most extraordinary program they've ever done. And no, I'm not making that up. People messaging me saying, I'm mind blown. This, Fiona, this is a breath of fresh air for relationships. And it really, really is. So if you'd like to know more about my Relatable program, go to fionalukis.com.au/relatable.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukis.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.